Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us for another edition of What's Catching On Air. Now, it's been a interesting weekend, but as ever, she's now a great week, isn't it, Shane?
Yeah, it was one hell of a windy weekend, but yeah, it's good now.
I like how Blovember's now in December, so yeah. Just keep you on your toes. Well, it should be a really good opportunity to go out, even this coming weekend, or if you can maybe chuck a sickie at some stage this week. Elliston is really firing with salmon at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some good salmon off the beaches there. So, and we've got some easterly winds coming up, so that's going to really make it real good in that area. So that should flatten off those beaches, and there should be plenty of salmon. There's plenty of sharks around those areas too. Sheringa and Talia beaches, gummies and bronzies, all different sizes too there.
Awesome. The jetties, they've been firing pretty nicely for your Tommies, gars, squid. But the big one, the tuna, where are they?
The latest word I've had, and that's from some tuna spotters from Ward Island, which is off Elliston, all the way west. So all the recognised grounds past Ward Island, they've all got good schools with tuna.
Awesome.
They're averaging 8 to 15 kilos.
Not bad. Not
so,
bad at all.
Yeah, that's about the size. I have heard of the odd bigger one. Could be the odd bigger one in those schools. I know up at Streaky, the tuna season up there is well underway. There's plenty of fish being caught there and in quite close as well, from what I've been told. If you can't get some tuna, or you got your tuna, plenty of big nanigai and blue morong on those reefs, all west of Elliston there, there's plenty of good fishing out there.
Brilliant. And I suppose it's just a matter of time before they start heading further and further east, and we'll see them closer and closer.
Yeah, look, they can turn up anytime. Like, I've already heard of them. There's been patches have turned up at the island, but they're obviously, you just got to be there on the day. And if you're lucky enough, you can find some tuna anywhere now. If you're heading out off Coffins or Port Lincoln, I definitely have a tuna rod there.
Yes, sweet. Speaking of Coffins, how are we looking in the bays?
They've all got the usual suspects there, all your salmon, trout, tommies, garfish, snook and whiting in there. Look, you don't need a boat. You can go off the rocks, you can go off the beaches, you can get a feed there. If you have got a boat, that gives you a bit more area to go to. Look, you should get some fish there. And if you can't get them there, head out to Farm Beach, because that's still fishing really good. And after the wind we've had, it should be excellent out there. Like, the people that have been out there this week and today, they should be pulling in the whiting.
Yeah, sick. Suppose just stirs it up a bit and suddenly they get all riled up.
Yeah, it just stirs up the bottom and flushes out a bit more feed for them and all that. Plenty of fish out there.
The sharks, what are we looking at around there?
Gummy sharks and bronze whalers, both big and small. They're all in there. If you want to have a crack at them, you can go for it. So a lot of people don't mind a nice gummy or a little bronzy. Yeah, they're not too bad table.
Frenchman's through Coles Point. The wind, the easterlies that we're getting through, how's that going to affect things?
Well, that's going to be great. So I haven't heard of too much in the last week, because, you know, that area would have got pummeled with the, you know, strong winds. Mm-hmm. But look, prior to that, off Frenchman's and that Coles Point area, there's like some good whiting, garfish and snook in those areas. Like some decent fish. You don't have to, definitely don't need a boat. You can get some real good catches there, especially the gars at the moment.
Yeah, cool.
And look, you're gonna do all right, especially with the easterlies coming up.
Yeah, and if you can get offshore, what happened about before the gross weather?
Yeah, just before the blow, there was a couple of crews that were out off Reef Head, and they'd done pretty good on nanigai and school sharks.
Okay.
But anywhere out that way, I think you're going to be pretty good to catch a variety of fish out there.
Awesome. The tuna will turn up at some stage, but what about the salmon news?
Prior to the wind, Greenlee's definitely the standout beach at the moment, but also Gunya Beach. They're definitely worth having a look at now that the wind's died down. It's going to go around to an east-northeast. Those areas definitely worth having a crack at for salmon.
In Lincoln, if you've managed to get out of the wind, how's the land base going?
Pretty good. So off the jetties, it's really good for the small to medium sized squid, especially in the mornings.
Okay.
There's garfish, there's tommies as well. But the King George whiting, they're still being caught. There's still some decent ones off the town jetty and off the main wharf. And some of these fish are a little bit over 40 centimetres, so there's some good. They're good size.
Yeah, for sure.
Some of the people that I know that seem to be doing all right, they're only catching like 4 or 5 fish, but that's still 4 or 5 decent King George whiting off the shore, which you don't need to put a boat in. There's not much effort involved.
And if you do have the boat in, how are you looking in the bays?
There's still some really good catches happening from the bays at the moment. Probably the best areas I've heard of are up at North Shields, around Boston Island and Sporting Cove, but they're in so many other areas as well. So I'd just head to your favourite spot and give it a crack, and if you don't have much luck, try somewhere else. But there are some good fish in the bays now.
Yeah, cool.
Garfish, snook and tommies as well, and squid. They're all pretty much all widespread, and you can find them right throughout the whole system as well.
And if you're a bit further down the coast, McLaren's Thistle Island, how's things going?
Heard of a few good catches down at McLaren's Point. That's mostly in the morning when you've got that big morning tide.
Yep.
Thistle Island, that's pretty good. So there's some really good fish being caught down there. I've heard of some whoppers there, 50 centimetres. I would say, once again, after this blow, it should be pretty good down there.
I'm thinking offshore news is pretty skinny at the moment with the blow.
Yeah.
But what can we sort of expect down there?
Sort of around Williams Island and beyond, I've just heard of some thumping nanigai down there, and there's quite a few.
Yum. The salmon along the Sleaford Coast, any joy or pretty thin on the ground?
They're there, but they've been way out of casting range. But I would say after this blow, they're going to come in. They should be in a lot closer. It's all a matter of just being there, going down, having a look, giving it a crack, and you might find a decent school right in close.
Yeah, just got to be lucky, basically.
You do. So a lot of them are being herded up by Bronzewella sharks.
Okay.
So that's the Bronzies are getting stuck into them, and they seem to like to keep them out a little bit. Yeah, it's got some good fun down there.
Yeah, awesome. Tumby, how are things going out there?
Yellowfin whiting, they're really starting to fire up at Tumby Bay there. So there's some on the foreshore. So there's a few guys that have been doing pretty good on the foreshore on lures. Others have been doing really bad. They can't catch them, so they're all chasing their lures. They've just got to work out the way. They can be a very frustrating fish to catch on lures, but you just got to get the right lure, the right action. A lot of the fish will chase it and follow the lure, but they're just not committing to it. But the guys that know what they're doing, they're doing all right. And there's always bait. You can always go on the bait. You know, you're going to catch a lot more on the baits there.
Mm-hmm.
But look, off the jetty, that's also holding some good numbers of squid, snook, garfish and tommies. You can get them pretty much every day.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're out in the boat towards the group?
Look, it's decent fishing out there. It should be good there now after that blow. You've got plenty of whiting, squid, snook and garfish. And you can get all the same in closer as well. So you can go out. You don't have to go right out there. So in closer and down along the coast,
you
can do pretty good.
Makes it easy. Port Neal Arno Bay, how are the beaches looking?
Really good for yellowfin whiting. So once again, I've had a number of people that have been up pretty much from Lipson Cove all the way up to Cow, and they've done really well, and they've been caught on baits and lures as well. So really good fish have been caught there.
Yeah, cool.
Bronzewella sharks, big and small, those areas have got it all. Off the beaches, off the rocks, if you want to have a crack, I've heard of some really, really big ones caught, just hooked and lost just in the last week. So some good fun there for the younger fellas with a bit more energy. The jetties, plenty of snook, squid, garfish and tommies, and the boat fishers are pretty much getting the same sort of bag limits out there.
Yeah, cool. We're eerily close to Christmas, so I think our product of the week is going to be popular under a few Chrissy trees, because you guys don't just do tackle. There are bows, actually, like archery bows that you guys sell.
Yeah.
And these things are cool.
Yeah, we sell a lot of bow and arrows, especially for the kids there. They start at $25. There's one real red hot one, the $25 set. Really good for the smaller kids if you want to get them off the phones, and you've got a bit of land there, they can have fun all day. So my son and a couple of my nephews, they have a ball, and you can just put them out in the paddock, make sure you've got someone watching them so they don't hit each other or whatever. Yeah, they can have fun all day. And then there's a chameleon youth bow. That's a real, real popular one. It's a little bit heavier, a little bit more better quality for $49.
And it's something that, it might develop into a hobby for life. And further to that, it's an Olympic sport. So you never know. You might have a future Olympian on your hands.
You never know, yeah. And look, it teaches them discipline as well. Mm. And the kids do love this sort of stuff. I don't know too many kids that want to sit in front of a computer or a TV. Mm. And then if you get them a little archery set,
yeah,
that's what they want.
For sure.
So, they love it.
One of those things that, hey, it's a great Christmas gift idea as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. Just make sure they're supervised and they'll be hooked.
And actually, you've got a bunch of stuff in the summer sale catalogue at the moment. The Cressy range, that's hot to trot, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all our diving stuff. So we sell an absolute stack of this now. So the Cressy and Australian Underwater products, we've got a huge range in our catalogues for both kids and adults. Snorks, masks, wetsuits, fins, spear guns, dive knives, you name it, we've got it all. And it's good quality gear. There's a couple of real popular sets that we've got. We've got the Cressy Paluma mask and snorkel fin set. They're $89. That's such a red hot seller.
Yeah, for sure.
And then there's the Sejuna mask and snorkel set, and that is another really good quality set.
Mm.
And that is $99, and those things are just walking out the door. And if you want good gear, we've got plenty of it.
And beyond that as well, it's also the right advice. Like, you're buying something for someone else, and that's always a big challenge, where you can actually come in and go, right, this is what they're into. What do you recommend? And from there, that's where the Tackle World team really comes into their own and goes, right, well, you can try X, Y, and Z. Well, hey, all of a sudden we've got a solution.
Yeah, look, a couple of us in the shop there, we've done a fair bit, you know, diving and spearfishing and stuff over the years.
Mm.
And yeah, if you need the advice, we can certainly give it to you.
Perfect. So where can we come and find you, mate?
We're on 1618 Hallett Place, right across from Centenary Footy Oval.
Shane, thanks so much for stopping in for another edition of What's Catching on Air.
Thanks, man.